Johnny, I blink in the darkness. Someone is pounding on our front door. Amy groans and turns on the bedside lamp. 3:15 a.m. I roll out of bed, pull on my jeans and head down the hall. The pounding starts up again. Fuck, I'm coming, okay? I check our son on the way past his bedroom. Fast asleep, sheet thrown off, arms flung wide, his blonde hair too long for a boy. I grab the cricket bat I keep in the umbrella stand and check the spy hole. Police. My heart rate cranks up a notch, but I put the bat back in the stand. When I open the door, the wet heat of the night spills in and the expensively cooled air swirls out around my ankles. Two uniforms take up a sizable chunk of the front patio. They're big bastards, similar in shape, bookends. A tall bloke stands in the shadows, a couple of paces back, a glint of red in his hair. What's going on? I'm looking at the suit, trying to place him. He steps forward. Been a while, Johnny? My shoulders tighten. Detective Inspector Ian McPherson. The last time we met, he was in charge of the Liverpool Narcs. Now he heads up the Western Sydney Organised Crime Task Force. What the fuck? Why is someone this senior at my front door? McPherson nods at the two uniforms. Constables Bridges and Dyson. Can we come in? Got a warrant? We're not here to search the place. Something's happened. Did one of our boys get caught in the middle of a job? But why come to me? Has something happened to Dad? I turn on the lights and gesture towards the living room. I'll throw a shirt on. By the time I make it back up the hall to our bedroom, Amy is zipping up her dress. What's happening? No idea. Two cops and McPherson. McPherson? The head of that task force? Yeah. What would he be doing here? No idea, Ames. I keep my voice down and pull on a t-shirt. Whatever she sees on my face makes her frown. I'll put the kettle on, she says. Amy walks ahead of me down the hall. My wife is tall, slim, and beautiful, and I wonder why the hell she fell in love with me. Keeping her and Sasha safe is my number one priority, so I don't let them anywhere near the family business. Amy tucks a strand of blonde hair behind her ear as she peers into Sasha's room, then closes the door. I can tell by the set of her shoulders that she's anxious. Me too. She disappears into the kitchen, and I wish I could follow her, but I keep going back into the living room. The cops are looking around. McPherson is holding a framed photo from the mantelpiece. My brother and I, aged about 5 and 6, sitting cross-legged in Mum's veggie patch, tanned and grinning. Ivan's arm is slung around my shoulder and I'm holding a huge pumpkin like a trophy. McPherson puts the photo back and avoids my gaze. What the fuck is going on here? Amy's making tea, but we can do coffee if you want. One of the uniforms gives McPherson a pleading look. That won't be necessary, thank you. Perhaps you could ask her to join us instead? Amy must be listening. She comes in and I introduce her. Please sit down, she gestures at the sofa. Amy perches in one of the armchairs opposite and I take the one beside her. McPherson sits on the sofas, but the bookends remain standing as though they're expecting action. The detective pulls out a pen and one of those black flip-top notepads. He opens it, looks at his watch and scribbles. My fingers start drumming on the armrest. Amy reaches over and grabs my hand. McPherson looks up. I'm very sorry, Johnny. There's no easy way to tell you this. Now his eyes are locked on mine, as if he's searching for something. It's your brother Ivan. He's been shot. In two strides, I'm out in the hall, snatching up my car keys. My ears are ringing. Why hasn't nobody moved? Which hospital? I shout. He didn't make it, Johnny. I'm sorry. McPherson does sound sorry, but I'm back in the living room, towering over him. Nothing makes sense. They've fucked this up somehow. Bullshit. It's not him. One of the bookends steps forward and puts his hand on my arm, but I shake him off. You've got him mixed up with someone else. Ivan can't be dead. McPherson looks at his notebook again. Ivan was shot at the end of his driveway while he was putting out the garbage bins at 11:40 this evening. A neighbour called it in. Ambos got there before we did, but there was nothing they could do. I can't breathe. The keys are digging into my palm. I want to rip that black notebook out of McPherson's hand and shove it down his throat. I want to rip the world apart. Then Amy's arms are wrapped around me. Are you okay, Mummy? Sasha is behind us. I can't look at him. Oh, God, Amy groans into my shoulder. I can feel her heart pounding as she hugs me tight. Then she lets me go. Come on, Sasha, back to bed. She bends down and cuddles him, murmuring into his ear as she guides him out of the room. Their voices recede up the hall. I'm shaking, and somehow my face is wet. The cops haven't moved. My knees give way, and I slump back down into the armchair, wiping my face with my hands. I take some deep breaths, and when I can trust my voice, I ask the only question that matters. Who did it?